I've got scars that can't be seen. I've got drama, can't be stolen. Everybody knows me now.
That was David Bowie from his brand new album Black Star, released last Friday, and that was the song Lazarus. David Bowie, as you probably know, died on the weekend, and yeah, very sad occasion, but life well lived. And I wanted to play a couple of songs in tribute to that to him. So that was Lazarus, and before that we heard the Langley School's Music Project from their album Innocence and Despair. That was Space Oddity. And a very unusual version of that song, David Bowie himself called it a piece of art that I couldn't have conceived of. I don't know if that's high praise or not, but a pretty beautiful version of the song. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from unceded traditional Musqueam territory in Vancouver, BC. And we have two special guests in the studio today.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. Can you introduce yourselves?
I am Tom of the band Milk.
I'm Akane, also of the band Milk.
And you've popped by for a quick little chat. How nice.
We're popping by.
Yeah.
Popping in.
So Milk, it's a good time to be Milk, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not a bad time. I mean, it's okay.
Is it ever bad to be Milk?
I'm kind of lactose intolerant.
Always good.
Only if you're lactose intolerant.
Not if you're in Duncan's body. I will be ejected, promptly.
Oh. But moving on. You're gonna put out a tape tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're gonna put out our first EP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's the name of the tape, and what's the story behind the tape?
It's called Late Bloomer, and it's called that because I'm a slow boy. Take a long time. I'm a slow guy. It takes me a long time to do everything.
Yeah.
So that's why it's called that. It's got a picture of me as a teenager on the cover being a freak and being a late bloomer. And that's the vibe, I guess.
Yeah.
Of that.
I mean, so. I think it also has to do with the fact that we recorded an entire album with our last band and never put it out.
Yeah, with Watermelon.
Yeah.
We did that. We did not do that. We did it and then we didn't do it.
Exactly. We just kept it.
So for fans of Watermelon, and there are many, what was the story behind the conversion to milk?
I basically it was just that I got tired of the name and wanted to change the sound. And we had kind of a rough tour where a bunch of our shows got canceled. It was like our first tour ever, and then like all of our shows fell through. Yeah. And then on the way back, I was just like, shouldn't swear on here, should I? I just wanted to change it.
Well, also by this point, we've had so many lineup changes and everything.
It wasn't really the same
band. It's been a number of years. We've had lineup changes. We don't really sound the same. We don't play any of the same songs. And I think we were just tired of it. It was
I also started that band with Sophie Sweetland, who's doing D. Tiffany now. She's playing... DJing our release tomorrow.
Is Sophie D. Tiffany?
Sophie is D.
That's,
Tiffany.
What?
That's who that
is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, her secret identity revealed live on the air.
Oh my gosh.
I started that band with her and then Anna Connie, and it was one thing, and then over the years
it's
not that thing anymore.
When we started the band, we were 19.
Yeah.
And it's, that was 7 years ago, I guess.
No way.
Yeah, well, I mean, when it was Cat Attack, way, way, yes. way long ago, we were 19, which is 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So, yes, we are.
A lot of baggage. You wanted to leave it behind.
Yeah,
no
exactly.
baggage.
Turn over a new
Got
page.
Got no bags.
No bags.
Bag-free boys.
And so, Late Bloomer cassette recorded recently?
With Jay Arner.
Oh, nice.
It was kind of like fall last year, I guess, that we finished it. Took me a while to actually
I was so confused when you said last year.
Yeah, no, it's a new year.
2015.
No, it's new year.
New page, new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New
boy.
Yeah.
New stuff. New guy.
And so you're putting out self-release cassette?
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And then you're going to be celebrating it tomorrow night at Redgate.
It's a big, big celebration. Yeah. We got Johns. We got Whitney Kay. We got Gal Grayson.
Yeah.
We got D. Tiffany. We got
Daniel
Rincon. We got
Magnetic Ring. And us.
And also, we're going to be there.
Also, we will be there, and we will have tapes.
Unlike our last tape release with Watermelon, where we did not play.
It's true.
Did it get shut down?
It was at John,
and the police came,
by the
and
police.
Then it was really late, and everyone had left. We were like, we're going to go home now.
Yeah.
We don't want to play.
It's very unlikely to happen this time.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe you should go on first. That solves your problem of who plays first.
It does, actually.
And
make sure
you don't get shut down before you play.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And who's in the band now? So there's the two of you.
Yes, we are in the band. And then Al Smith of Village and another band that I'm in called Soft Serve.
Mm-hmm.
Evan McDowell.
Of Gal Grayson and Jay Arner's backing band.
True, Evan is a very good boy.
And Red Cat.
And Red Cat.
I want Evan to know that.
Yes.
He's a super good boy.
Al's also good.
Well, Al's a good boy, too.
Evan doesn't need the reassurance the way Evan does.
Evan's a very good boy.
let's listen to one of the songs. Don't Laugh was posted a little while ago. We'll give that anything you want to do to set up this song?
No.
No. Good.
Speaks for itself.
Yeah, let the music do the talking. Yeah. Here we go.
I'm dying for you.
Don't Laugh by Milk from their forthcoming cassette. What's it called?
Late Bloomer.
Late Bloomer, of course. Yeah, right. Blair. And I love the cover art as you described it. You are freaking out on a swing set.
Just being a weird, blurry guy.
Did you go to Earl Marriott by any chance?
I sure did.
Yeah.
That's the swings by Earl Marriott. My friend Kelsey Cahoon took that photo.
I think you're, what, like 15 in that photo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have two brothers-in-law that were Dukes of Earls.
Earls.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever that is.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Such a weird
thing. Neither of us actually graduated from Earl
Marriott. Was Kylan Prince Duke of Earl?
Yes, Kylan
from
Prince.
From Mary's Guns? I think a few of you might know.
Mary's Guns.
Yeah.
It's like the talent show, boys-only talent show.
Yeah, they did a Highway to the Danger Zone, and I think it was Kylan and maybe it was Russell. But they were like skiing. Like on stage, and it's like a weird, elaborate. It was super weird. It was just them skiing, and like it was like a wacky skit.
I don't think I went to that school long enough to actually ever see anybody do it.
Fair enough. So after tomorrow night, you got a few other shows coming up.
We're
playing. I think it's. I'm gonna say January 24th. I hope that's right. With Car Seat Headrest, who is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Who are awesome.
And that's at the Cobalt?
Yeah, it's at the Cobalt.
It's at the Cobalt.
Yeah.
And I think that's all that we have that's like definitely set up right now. But if you look at our Facebook, we usually post everything. Or you can look at our Twitter and it'll be interspersed among Tom's weird IKEA tweets.
Yeah. Nice. Follow us on Twitter. It's very important.
True, get some good tweets at you. And also, there's an interview that was just posted on Noisy today, including the song that we're going to hear next called Standards, and an interview by Alex Hudson, local music writer for Noisy. Very good. You have to get to class pretty soon.
I do.
Anything you want to add before you you scoot?
No.
And Soft Serve put out a tape recently as well. Or not that. Last month, I guess.
It's like a full one, and it's pretty good.
It's
happening.
You should listen to it. It's good.
It's like things like that are the kind of thing you want to say about your music. That it's happening.
It's happening. It's good.
That's what people want to know. Is it happening? Is it jiving? So, yeah, that's about it. I have to go to class.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming
in.
It was great to chat with you.
Yeah.
And have a blast tomorrow night.
Awesome.
Make sure to get down to the Red Gate anytime after 9.
Exactly.
It's going to be happening.
Yeah.
In a major way.
It's going to be awesome. Driving.
And make sure to have some cash in your pocket to buy a tape.
Yeah.
Bring all your money.
Buy one for your mom.
Yeah.
Moms love tapes. Okay. Here is Standards by Milk from Late Bloomer.
Yeah.
Yes, I did it all before my time. Ba-ba-ba. Anyway, I think I turned out fine. Everyone's so worried they are losing their damn mind. Anyway, I guess I feel alright.
Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 6th to 22nd in communities across Canada. La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series. To help celebrate Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, in 2016, 24 campus and community radio stations from across Canada produce a weekly show highlighting Rendez-vous de la Francophonie events and the importance of bilingualism and Francophone culture and history of Canada. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Career Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer-identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
Thank you.
All right, that was Whitney Kay from the album Pony. That was a song called Pat's Pub Burnout Blues. Hope nobody's feeling burnt out on Pat's Pub because there's still 3 weeks of Shindig left. Tuesday night, the Psychic Alliance won this past Tuesday, and there's a couple of fierce battles coming up over the next couple nights, and then the final Shindig finals are on Friday, February 5th, shifting from Tuesday to Friday for the finals. Very exciting. Whitney Kay, before that we heard Johns from Victoria from their 2015 album Surfs of Today. That was the title track. And before that we heard Gal Grayson, Who is Standing Behind the Door. And then at the top we heard Standards by Milk from the album Late Bloomer. All four of those bands, including in addition to some great DJs, are playing at Redgate tomorrow. So I hope to see you there. And thanks to Akane and Tom for coming in for that chat. Let's move on. Let's listen to some Rooms. They released an album on Monday, and it's called It Takes a Lot to Show Up. Sometimes it does. It's not easy to show up. So we're going to listen to the song Gossip Saves. This is, I believe, the front person for the band is Besh, who was a part of the Greenbelt Collective a few years ago. And great pop album from what I've heard. I really like it. Here is Rooms.
You think they've been talking about you. Been talking about you. You think they've been talking about you. You think they've been talking about you. Talking about
Vancouver Neo Swamp Rock outfit Wooden Horsemen released their EP Sentient at the Biltmore Cabaret on Thursday, January 14th at 8. Joining them are Afrobeat heavyweights Camaro 67 and Marimba legends Kudapira. Bring your dancing shoes to this jam-packed night of local talent. For more information, go to woodenhorseman.com.
Music, reggae music. It's tell the whole world, you know. Telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR, featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall reggae music on CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guide us. Jah out. Bless out.
Thank you.
All right, that finished a bit sooner than I thought it would. That was Montreal band Soft Opening from their self-titled EP. That was the song Ride On Mower. Good stuff. Before that, we heard Soft Kill from Chicago, out now on No Sun Records. That was the song Grandview from the album Heresy. And at the top, we heard Rooms from the album It Takes a Lot to Show Up. That was the song Gossip Saves. Good stuff. Let's see. We have about 10 more minutes, so let's keep it moving. Staying in Montreal, Sheer Agony. They've put out an excellent album. I don't know if I'd call it a masterpiece, but they would. From the album Masterpiece, here's the song Debonairs. Here we go.
sailing, falling, turning, burning, looming, booming, shrinking, growing, gaining, losing, speeding, slowing, lightness, darkness, and unknowing. We are here. What's the year when this rock born out of the oceans carved out of the soul?
All right, that was the band Lantern from Philadelphia and Montreal. From their brand new album, Black Highways and Green Gardens, that was the song We Are Here. That album will be out February 19th on the fantastic Fixture Records from Montreal. And the album was recorded at the Bottle Green, which is a studio run by fellow Fixture artists, Free Love Fenner. If you listen to the show, you're probably familiar with Free Love Fenner because I love them. And a lot of the stuff that's come out of the Bottle Green is really fantastic. So thanks to Fixture for putting out another great record. That features Sheer Agony's Christian Simmons on drums. And we heard Sheer Agony before Lantern. That was from their new album, Masterpiece, the song Debonairs. And that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. You The podcast will be up soon. Not sure what I'm doing with my website anymore. It's a lot of work to keep up, and the CITR website's so good now, I don't know if it's really worth it, but I'll figure that out on my own. I will be back next Thursday. Make sure to go see Milk tomorrow night, and have a great week. I'm going to close out with a song I didn't play that long ago, but it bears repeating, because today is Corey Ratch's birthday, my friend Corey, and he doesn't live here anymore. He's here for a brief little while, so I want to send a song out to him. Happy birthday, Corey. This is from a compilation of Swedish garage rock from the 60s. It's called Searching for Shakes. It's fantastic. You should definitely look it up. And this is the song Darling Corey. So here we go. Darling Corey from my friend Corey. And happy birthday to you and to anyone else who's having a birthday today. Happy birthday. Here we go.
First time I seen Darling Corey, she was sitting by the sea, thinking of a long gone love with a band you on the knee. I said, wake up, wake up, Darling Corey, what made you leave this town? I'm thinking I'm a long gone lover, and now my head is hanging down. The next time I see Darling Corey, she was standing by the sea, red ribbons round her shoulders and red ribbons in her hair. I said, wake up, wake up, Darling Corey, what makes you leave this town? I'm thinking of my long gone lover, and now my head is hanging down.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely,
it's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS.
Hi, this is Jay and Jessica from the rock band Energy Slime.
You're listening to CITR, Vancouver, the best radio station in the world ever.
Mm-hmm.